The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Don't want to do that.
I want to tell you.
You want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. True that. You're not going to get away from that. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Weirdos. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and, well, I have my pretty little princess to the right of me right now. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Yes, indeed, we are. They're supposed to hate us, not love us, right? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Nowhere in Scripture. This is my commandment. He said that you love one another. He said if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because we're there for the preservation of life, not murder. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of course, liberal, by the way, is a good word, friends. The American people have allowed the definition of liberal to be watered down to mean nothing less than actually what stands in direct contradiction of its real meaning. Liberal is good, but we know when I'm saying liberal is exactly what that means. The liberals are afraid of us. Liberal with the truth. The compromisers. And we all know what compromisers are. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. That's compromise. Or diplomatic folks are in the same category, and we know what diplomacy is. Diplomacy is seduction in another guy, said Ben Franklin. So you kind of tracking with me a little bit? Folks, we are the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence because they have to kill at least two babies within the womb, saith those that are found within the abortion industry, per girl. So we can understand why they hate us, because we are, again, standing in the preservation of law, liberty, and life. Folks, we are the patriots. A patriot means to basically to magnify dying laws, the laws of our constitutional republic. We are them patriots, and the globalists despise people like us because they want to have it their way. But we got to let them know, friends, through united one with another, that, you know what, this isn't Burger King. You're not going to have it your way, okay? So, folks, we are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do just that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio, check out the downloads, the new pictures, what we were doing last week. I'll get to that in just a minute. That is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or what you can do, friends, is check us out on my personal websites, which are Bradley Dean. There's two different pages, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you would. And if you're a doer of the word and not hearer only, deceiving yourself, go ahead and link up with my personal page, because I'm active on that, pumping information out to the people 24/7. And I say that around the clock. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm up 24/7, because I'm a human being just like the rest of us are. So I need to rest, friends, every once in a while as well. So anyways, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Real quick, friends, last week we did one tea party. This is all in 7 days. We did one tea party in Gastonia, North Carolina, had the state reps show up. It's interesting how those state reps actually come up to me when I'm done, because they know oftentimes I'm zeroing in on them. I'm polarizing them on purpose, that they need to play the state's person or the state's woman or the state's men. We don't need politicians. Politicians is not a positive. Rather, it's a negative. But they always come up to me and say, just keep your eye on me. just keep your eye on me, Bradley Dean. In other words, I'm going to play the man. So to those that were at the Tea Party, especially representatives that represent we the people in North Carolina, I am going to keep an eye on you, and we're going to make sure everybody else keeps their eye on you, because we're going to hold your feet to the fire, to the Constitution of the United States. We will do no other. Outside of that, we got there after driving 2 days, 10-hour days in a little van. We roughed it. So we did the Tea Party in Gastonia. I did one youth event on Saturday with two classes, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And in between, I did a drum clinic, which was very cool. Very cool people there. Just want to say thank you and a high five to you out there in North Carolina as well for having us. We thank you very much. I did eight church services throughout the week, six college classes. One I did with the teacher faculty. We talked about that on Saturday and on Friday. Did six radio shows. One interview with Stan Monteith out of California, and then we did one with Dove TV, which is James Dobson's, well, it's a branch of his ministry, as well as did we do one citywide event. So in saying all that to say this, I got to give it over to my pretty little princess so she can get her two cents. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, pretty little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We definitely want them in our own, rather in Christ. But as Bradley mentioned, we just got back from our Liberty Week tour in North Carolina. We had an awesome time. I think what he failed to mention, though, is on the way back, we spent 24 hours in a little van. 24 hours with four boys. It was very exciting.
And we also stopped in Kentucky to actually do a two-hour live radio show.
That's how important you listeners are to us. We stopped in the middle of everything to make sure that we got out and reached out to people on Saturday. So, again, thank you to all those people in North Carolina. It was an awesome time. We're getting ready for some more events coming up this week and so on, and we're moving on to things in November, which we're excited about as well. But also, I want to give you some response on Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Kara Robbins said, God bless you in spreading the good news. The truth shall set you free. May God hold his hand over our nation and the world. Thank you for your teachings from the Almighty. Also on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, under our collage of North Carolina pictures. I have to say, I love pictures. If you love pictures, you've got to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There is a bunch of pictures from North Carolina I think you'll really be touched. Sharon Parker said, thanks, Alex, for taking part in this awesome ministry. Alex Parakis out there helped to coordinate that tour. Also, Pastor Ernie. So, Pastor Kevin, my goodness, there's so many people to thank. But also, wherever we go, I don't care if we go to the gas station, the grocery store, if we're out on tour, we are always tracking people. When we say track, we mean gospel tracks. We have these little tracks called the Pink and Blues. You may have seen them. We may have tracked you ourselves, but we saturate people wherever we go. And we had actually a testimony from a man who saw us out in North Carolina. He said, first of all glory and honor go to Jesus Christ. He said, I gave out a set of pink and blue cards today that you gave me at Robert L. Baptist Church on Wednesday night when we were out there touring. And he was working at Dairy Queen. There was a couple sitting there. He decided to track him. His supervisor kind of warned him against these guys because they're just kind of loitering or whatever you want to say. And so he gave him the tracks, the pink and blue. So after he was done with his shift, when he went to go do something else, he came back and he was curious. So he looked around where they were sitting to see if they were on the floor, you know, if they trashed the gospel tracks, and then even went in the garbage can to see if they were in there. He goes, no tracks to be found. So it just goes to show you that when you're giving out those pink and blues and tracking people, there's a good response. And then people beget more people, and it works from there. Also, Bradley's great article on WND, Freedom Outpost, and a bunch of other different outlets, taking college professors back to elementary school. Response was, it's shameful what's going on. Another response was, this is so eye-opening, such a good article, easy to read, explains a lot about what's happening in our country today.
And here we are. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know, oftentimes people will ask, what is it that you talk about? Well, we talk about the media. We talk about No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate. We talk about the indoctrination schemes. We talk about how the federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. We talk about Common Core, which is nothing but confusion within itself. We talk about homosexuality, what the media believes. We talk about true love. Love warns. Prevention is better than cure. We talk about drug abuse, the DARE program, alcoholism, which is a created sickness, suicide, abstinence, separation of church and state, and that myth. And it is a myth, friends. It's found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. It's communism, and just ask the founder of the ACLU. We talk about gun control, and control is what it's about. Ask any dictator that killed millions of his own people. We talk about the myth of bullying, friends. Veterans, the price paid. ADHD and antidepressants, the dangers of psychotropic drugs, which used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. We talk about republic versus democracy. We're not a democracy, we're a republic. We talk about the Patriot Act, which was passed after September 11th, after the two towers fell mysteriously. And in saying that, friends, do your homework. The Patriot Act should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny. They passed it at 3:30 in the morning. No one had time to read that bill. Yes, that was under George W. Bush's watch. We also talk about how to overcome in life's obstacles. And despite its obstacles, we need to understand that life is uphill, not downhill. We again talk about love versus lust and how in the dictionaries, you can see how they've watered down the definitions. If you go back to a dictionary within the last 70 years, you can see they clearly watered down the meanings and definitions of words, friends, contradicting themselves once again. We talk about sowing and reaping. With the heart of America, give analogy of John F. Kennedy, and then we talk about Columbine and how there was over 300 police officers outside of that building, and they said those cowards that day said that they would not go inside of that public school because they didn't know what they were up against. And then we talk about the Constitution, of course, and the price of freedom. And if I can just kind of parallel something with you, these are the topics that we talk about. Every topic that we talk about in a public setting, regardless if it's a tea party, regardless if it's a high school, regardless if it's a college, or whatever the case might be, We're always countering the myth. We're always countering the lie. We're always countering the anti-Americanism and the indoctrination through the revisionists. And let me tell you something, friends, revisionists they are. And so in saying that, what they are teaching, for example, in public schools, just so you know what you're up against, they're teaching earth worship. They're teaching evolution. They're teaching socialized medicine in public schools, friends. They're teaching world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. By the way, everything that I've said thus far is exactly what you're seeing this criminal administration promulgating. They're teaching contraception and reproductive health, legalized version of murder, namely concerning innocent babies in the womb. Debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoption of the homosexual agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, setting aside massive amount of private land where no human presence is allowed. So this is what we're countering. It's interesting how many times that we have, you know, asked the American people if they believe what the state-run media believes. And they continue to say, no, no, we don't believe it, we don't believe it. But it's interesting when you confront it, they're convicted of their sin. And why are they convicted? Because they do believe it within their hearts. And let me tell you something, friends, as it says in the book of Jeremiah, that the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. Who can know it? God knows it. And I can know it, too, by what you do. I can tell by the fruit on your tree as to what you believe and what you don't believe. You know, that's an interesting point, because on the way back home, I was just thinking, isn't it interesting that man judges today, not according to the way that Jesus commanded that we're to judge a man by his fruit. Now we judge a man by what other people say about him. But when you look at this administration, everybody's accepting, or they're in acceptance of his fruit, which is lawlessness. And what you're doing, friends, by tolerating and accepting his lawlessness, what you are doing is you are allowing at length for your nation to be destroyed and turned into hell. See, we talked about on Saturday how when you sow into godlessness and lawlessness, you're going to reap godlessness and you're going to reap a hellishness. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And then another point. To say to that, just to add on to what I just said. It's also interesting that when I stopped in Indiana, we stopped and I got a sandwich at a restaurant, and I looked up at the television screen. That's the only television that I watch. And they had a Judge Judy was on Fox News, and she was talking about the rise of lawlessness. Of course, there's a rise of lawlessness because there's a lack of love for one another in this country. If you had love for one another, that would eradicate lawlessness throughout. Because we know, again, that love warns, that faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And we see just exactly the opposite in force today. And it can all stop, friends. Whenever you say that you've had enough, it can all stop. Because we are here, America, we are in this together, and we can right the wrongs, but we have to put our priorities straight. And it first starts with our Heavenly Father. But anyways, let me rewind just a little bit. I want to go back to this because I think this topic is, first of all, I love talking about this topic, and it's about Hollywood. And I love the fact that people think that they know what they're being taught when, in fact, that they don't. I love giving facts when they think they know the facts and they look at you like a deer looking in headlights saying to me, man, Bradley, I never thought about that, but I, you know what? You're right. You just turned some lights on here. For example, did you know that back when in the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, just for example, The Passion of the Christ, when it first came out, did you know that Hollywood would not give Mel Gibson one red cent to promote or to distribute that movie? Did you know that after 5 days of The Passion of the Christ being out, that movie made $125 million? After 7 days, it made $144.6 million. Did you also know that when The Passion of the Christ, that movie, reached foreign shores, did you know that it became the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind? And just to show you how God works in all that he does, did you also know that Mel Gibson made every single penny back that he himself took out of his own personal pocket to make the movie The Passion of the Christ? He made every dime back and then some after the release, and the release after the first day of The Passion of the Christ. The first day, friends. But what my point is here is when I was in Kansas City doing high school assemblies, they had a warning sign. No, friends, just let me lay the premise really quick. Hollywood is teaching you how to commit the crime, okay? Hollywood is teaching you how to commit the crime. And the only way that they can teach you how to commit the crime is if you give them money to enter into their gates, to be entertained out of your liberties and your freedoms. And not only that, to be indoctrinated into an acceptance that it's okay to teach people how to kill one another. That's just exactly the opposite. If we look in Scripture, friends, in the book of John 10:10, the thief comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to teach you how to kill each other. Why? Because he loves to destroy. He's the destroyer. And he loves to steal away your freedoms through entertaining you. When I went to Kansas City to see the movie The Passion of the Christ, I was excited to see it. When I got there, I seen a warning sign. Never seen it before a day in my life, friends. I'm not that old. This is what the warning sign stated. The Passion of the Christ is rated R, and it contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, of course, so you can understand what they were saying. AMC, that's the movie theater owner, strongly advises parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children. Now, let me rewind just a little bit here. Back to the first paragraph. The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. I had a student at one of the colleges in North Carolina last week will say, well, they put a warning sign up because of the graphic depictions of brutality. What I did with this student immediately is my mind went right back to our veterans. And I asked them, I said, when there's sacrifice on a battlefield, is there graphic depictions of brutality? Is there a loss of life? Is there a loss of limb? Is there blood shed on the battlefield to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America? And they look at me and they say, well, of course. And I'll say, well, you have veterans in your family, right? Of course. Okay, so do you think that we should warn people before they see the sacrifice of their freedoms? Or do you think that you should show our posterity and the American people the price paid for their freedoms? And it's the same thing that Hollywood's doing here in the spiritual. They're trying to blind the next generation, friends, from the price paid for their liberties. And when you look at what's going on today, you're teaching your posterity through inaction and apathy that it's okay to tolerate a criminal in the White House as if to say that he has a right to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give him the opportunity to serve we the people in the first place. Boy, I'll tell you what, that puts it into perspective, doesn't it? Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to teach you what Hollywood is teaching you, but I'm going to counter it from the Word of God. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about how the entertainment industry is actually teaching the American people how to commit the crime. And I was talking right at the last segment as to the notice to moviegoers and how they were warning the younger generation actually from taking a look at the price paid for their spiritual redemption. And isn't it interesting, Scripture tells us that Christ was evidently set forth before mine eyes and crucified. And isn't it also interesting that there is spiritual life, because we know the power of God unto salvation through the cross, not outside of the cross. And when we pay attention to that, friends, we can see why the enemy is so at work in this country trying to demoralize, desensitize, and even go as far as to teach them how to commit the crime. And Hollywood is putting up warning signs before your children go in to see the price paid for their redemption. Just think about that. By the way, they're doing the same thing in the natural. They don't want you to see the price paid for your freedoms, namely your sons and your daughters that are fighting foreign wars right now, friends. They don't want you to see their caskets coming back, because the American people go into alarm mode when they see that boys and men and women are coming back in caskets. They don't want you to see that. But let's get back to Hollywood here. Did you know that Hollywood does nothing but teach you how to commit the crime? Sex, a little sex, a whole lot of sex. Murder, murder, and more murder. And even cannibalism, friends. Now, I checked out some of the new movies along with The Passion of the Christ. Passion of the Christ was sequences of violence. Hey, by the way, friends, violence towards the Lamb of God. By sinners, by wicked men. Rated R, warning sign. Same movie playing in the same movie theater. Monsters, strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language. Rated R, yet there was no warning sign for this movie, friends. What about Calendar Girl? You know, the little boy looking up at the college-age girl undressing on the cover. Isn't that cute? Yeah. Calendar Girls, nudity, language, drug-related material.
PG-13, no warning sign, friends. 21 Grams is another movie that was playing in the same theater. Language, sexuality, violence, drug use, yet again, no warning sign. Folks, well, the people are virtuous. They cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. I came up with my own sign, and it was actually a notice to moviegoers warning them of Hollywood. And this is what the sign should have stated. AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about their film and the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Oh, P.S. Just saying. G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are. Friends, it's not about the money. Hollywood has all the money it needs. It's about demoralization. It's about indoctrination. It's about how to teach the younger generation and you, friends, to those that go to movies, how to commit the crime. R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films. G-rated films, on average, make $92.3 million. G-rated films. Yet R-rated films make an average of $17.9 million on average. Isn't that interesting? Huh. Hey, friends, did you know that the motion picture production code was the set of industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of U.S. movies released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. As a matter of fact, it was on the church's watch to vet all movies before they were released on the American people. They're derelict of duty. Did you know that no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those that see it? Did you know, according to the movie code, hence the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of the crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin? Hey, friends, America has now more sympathy for the criminal than they do the victims. Why? Because judgment is completely turned upside down. It is completely backwards. Read Isaiah 59 when you get some time. According to the movie code, correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented in the exhortation and edification in the ways and in the confines with the laws of our republic. Not outside of that. Law, nature, or human shall not be ridiculed, nor shall be sympathetic. It shall not be created for its violation. As a matter of fact, the following list are specific restrictions laid out in the guidelines. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. Not. The ridicule of religion, Christian religion, was forbidden in every sense of the word, and ministers of religion were not to be presented as comic characters or villains. Folks, that's all they do. They lay out the character of the church as a joke, powerless and fearful, when in fact, it's completely opposite of the very spirit of Christ himself. Remember, he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes? Remember, they were afraid to speak to him because he spoke boldly? Remember that? Back to the movie code. The ridicule of religion was forbidden. Ministers of religion were not to be presented as comic characters or villains. The deception of illegal drug use was completely forbidden, as well as the use of liquor, friends. You couldn't do this in a movie. Methods of crime, safecracking, arson, smuggling were not to be explicitly presented. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality and venereal disease, were completely forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth, even, friends. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Folks, this is all the fruits of the Spirit, which is in righteousness, goodness, and truth, Ephesians 5. This all goes the same direction and found within the confines of the laws of our republic, which is based on common law, God's moral law. Pictures could not imply that low forms of sex relationships, fornication, were the accepted or common thing. Adultery and illicit sex, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, they could not be explicit or justified. You could not justify the criminal, friends. and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. How are they teaching the American people today? By the way, again, friends, this is the fruit of the church being derelict of duty. They have forsaken, they have forfeited their watch. And finally, the movie code, and according to the movie code standard, the flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and people and of history of other nations were presented fairly. That's interesting. Is that how it's being portrayed today? Of course not. Matter of fact, did you know that all the way up until 1946, Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America, you couldn't even say nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. And P.S., just so you know, if a crime was committed, the criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie. Is that how they're teaching me today? Nope. Why? Because America, you've departed from a living God. You've departed from His commandments because you want to live and you want to justify in your own sight as to how you act. It's called idolatry. Doing that which is right in your own eyes, not before God. And for those professed Christians that think it's okay for you to lie, steal, and cheat, I want to tell you something. He is a figment of your imagination because He does not exist. My Bible tells me, and Scripture tells me, through and through, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Let me go over to what Caesar said. He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. Yep, entertain them. Get them away from the cross. Let me say that again. Entertain them. Entertain them away from their obligations. Entertain them from their duties. Entertain them out of their liberties. Entertain them to demoralize them through demoralization. Entertain them. Allure them through the lusts of the flesh. Entertain them. Sound familiar? Hey, friends, now it's gotten to the point in America. I seen this the other day, too. At a restaurant, I looked up and I noticed that they're televising gambling. Gambling's an abomination, friends. Remember number 10, thou shalt not covet? I mean, how debased can we get to sit there and actually watch a bunch of losers sit around a table, and losers they are, to sit there and watch a bunch of losers. Hey, folks, do they show you the guy that loses his house, his family, his marriage, his inheritance, all of his finances? Do they show you that guy, or do they show the loser that won all the money? You should do a little history on those that win, friends, that win all these lotteries. How many of them have actually acknowledged the fact that they wish they would have never won it in the first place because it destroyed their lives? But my point, going back to gambling, how bored... how much time do you have on your hands that you can actually sit there and watch a bunch of losers sit in a circle and lose their money? Hey, friends, just saying. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We have a country to win. We have liberties to fight for. There's an eternal vigilance that needs to be wrought within each and every one of us to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic so we can have back what God gave unto us through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, God has shed His grace upon thee. If you've ever taken the time to study history, you'll know that when they had gladiator games, what they used to do before they would start to kill themselves for the entertainment of the populace at large, they'd actually go around in a cart and take bread and throw it to the crowds for free. Why? So they could entertain them. Well, all the while, they were being controlled by a corrupt government. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and Caesar said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. How about we start talking about history and facts, friends, so if we can change the future, and the only way we're going to do that is by knowing our history.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Starting to feel like Paul Harvey just a little bit here, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, we are not going to Mexico to teach the Mexican populace Spanish like the American church is today. It's called church regurgitation. The people that I go to, the demographic that I reach out to, less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances go to these people. So I'd ask that you consider supporting this ministry, Sons of Liberty. Because if we do not sow into that field of our posterity today, they will be there later on to curse us, and we are seeing that. Matter of fact, Abe Lincoln is the guy that said, I believe, that the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. So we need to make sure that we sow in a good field. We're sowing good seed into that field so we reap a good harvest. And in saying that again, friends, if you would consider supporting this ministry, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go on to Sons of Liberty Radio and donate online. Again, we appreciate all of your support. Now, friends, I'm saying that I feel like Paul Harvey. Remember that guy? I remember when I was a little kid, my uncle used to listen to that guy all the time, and he would end with good day. And that's what I remember about him. But he'd always give those little tidbits. And I was thinking about tidbits, and I was just thinking about, you know, I was just talking about Hollywood and the corruption in Hollywood. and the corruption of Hollywood. And I think it really is very telling when we begin to pull the mask off of Hollywood as to who's behind those films, those movies, the immorality, the sick, filthy minds of the people behind the scenes. They're telling on themselves, but the American people are also telling on themselves by paying for it and going in to see this garbage. And garbage in, guess what's going to come out? Garbage out. And folks, we are Americans, and I see these stickers everywhere I go. You know, these colors don't run, and I bring that up quite a bit, and I talk about the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. I talk about that quite a bit, too, and I know that that cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards will not reserve or preserve this republic. So in knowing that, I need to understand a little something about those that were around me in the establishing of the republic in which we have, and what is it going to take from us to maintain that republic? Well, if you remember right, Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said that that he was not a man of consensus. He was not a man that was going to lead up a consensus. He said a man of conscience is a molder of consensus. That's right. And if you look in the book of Jeremiah, God was looking through Jeremiah for faithful among men, and he could not find them. You know, Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, is the man that said every work of God, he said, it goes in three stages. First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. He said, first, it's impossible. The second thing he said is, then it's difficult. He said, thirdly, then it's done. Why? Because he bore the cross through perseverance, a continuance in a state of grace, which is preceded by a state of glory. You know, Albert Einstein, people like to actually make reference to this man. And by the way, he made some really cool references to the things of the Spirit of God and God himself in a positive. But he said, through experience, he said, great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. True that. True that. I'm throwing names out there as to those that you may be familiar with. Another one was Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, I've spent many years of my life in opposition. She said, I'd rather like the role. But you know what? The opposition is good as long as you're doing the right thing in the process. Because again, remember how we talked, friends, in the past about how it's not time to give up our rights. It's time to give up our wrongs. And if we're going to be persecuted, let us be persecuted for righteousness' sake, not for our sakes. Eleanor probably had that a little bent and a little biased, but I did know that she did take some time in helping out the blacks that were under persecution down south, and I thought it was pretty cool that she did that. Orison Sweet Martin said, success is not measured by what you accomplish, but by the opposition you have encountered and the courage with which you have maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds. Wow, that's pretty cool. But what do we see today? We see in America today where we see that people go to God for what they can get. Again, they want his hand, they don't want his heart. See, but interestingly enough, Scripture tells us, in his faithfulness he has afflicted us that we might learn his statutes. Thomas Watson said this, line upon line, precept upon precept. He said, God takes away the world that the heart may cleave more to him in sincerity. And he said, God sweetens outward pain with inward peace. But what about those that just love the crossless gospel? Well, let me tell you this. If there's no obstacle, it's probably not worth going after. Joseph Hall said, not to be afflicted is a sign of weakness, for therefore God imposeth no more on me because he sees I can bear no more. That's true. But because you're a son or a daughter of the Most High God, remember that he faithfully chastises and scourgeth those that he receiveth. So when we grow careless of keeping our own souls, then God recovers our taste of good things again by, ready for this, sharp crosses. Sharp crosses. Interesting. Dorothy Height said, greatness is not measured by what a man or a woman accomplishes, but by the opposition he or she has to overcome to reach his goals. That's right. What is it that overcomes the world? Speaking of spiritual things always, teaching you natural things so you can understand spiritual things. Faith. Faith is what overcomes this world. And let me add a word of edification and exhortation to that. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom of God. But when he gives you the kingdom of God, remember that the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Don't talk yourself out of your duty. Step into your duty and you'll find strength. Matter of fact, it was D.L. Moody, the great Chicago preacher, that rightly said, when you're tired, he said, pray yourself alive. That's right. And always remind yourself and the Holy Ghost, God loves when you recite his word back unto him. You want his attention? Recite the blood-bought covenant. That the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Put down the flesh, take on the spirit, because he promises to be right there with you in it. Lewis Mumford said, a certain amount of opposition is a great help to a man. He goes on, kites rise against, not with the wind. I'll say it again. A certain amount of opposition is a great help to a man. Kites rise against, not with the wind. You know, where people look at Christ crucified and they say, you know what? He lost the day. No. Scripture tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, the enemy thought he had won the day when, in fact, God was birthing the power of the resurrected one through the cross. That was his biggest nightmare. And let me ask you, friends, what is the gift of prophecy? It is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And do you remember rightly, David said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. I love that. I love that. Walter Lippmann said, the opposition is indispensable. A good statesman, like any other sensible human being, always learns more from his opposition than from his fervent supporters. That's exactly right. See, had not David been raised up, taking care of the sheepfold and the sheep cot. Remember when he took out the bear and the lion? Had he not experienced the bear and the lion, how could he have taken the sword out of Goliath's hand and taken his own head off with it? See, David already understood how to take the sword out of Goliath's hands, friends. Goliath fell by the rock that the Holy Ghost aimed at his forehead. Yes, indeed he did. Because David wasn't going to stand back and watch him defy the armies of the living God like the majority of the people were, even King Saul himself. No, he knew how to take that sword out of Goliath's hand. And to Goliath's own demise, David, through experience, took that sword and took his head off. Hey, Goliath, it's nothing to lose your head over. Oh, yes, it was. Hey, folks, no matter how bad things get, I want you to remember that even if tomorrow it was the end of the world and the world's falling to pieces, and we see this happen on a daily basis, still plant your apple tree, because everything that we do in this world is done by hope. Hope. You do nothing outside of hope, friends. Everything is birthed in hope. Hope in God, but be in Christ in the process. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, all who call on God in true faith, earnestly from the heart, will certainly be heard and will receive what they have asked and desired for. Let it be his desire. Friends, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Be talking to you tomorrow in just 23 hours. See ya!
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.